Dear cheap astronomy, was Einstein just a science fiction killjoy for having ruled out warp speed and time travel? Humans are storytellers. It's how we make sense of the world. Our stories are generally based on whatever we know at the time, with a little imaginative elaboration mixed in. Older styles of fiction generally involve people or animals with exaggerated physical abilities or even magical abilities. Modern science fiction takes a similar approach to storytelling, but it draws in plot devices from science and technology. So in bygone days, Zod the Defiant flew over the mountain range on his winged chariot to avenge the sons of Vetrab by spewing down fire upon the evil city of Otrabian. These days, Luke Skywalker, a Rebel Alliance sympathizer, uses the Force to fire two proton torpedoes down the exhaust port of the Death Star, thereby thwarting the evil Empire's plans, at least until the next movie. But because astronomical scales are yet to become part of our daily lives, our modern stories are still told as though they were taking place on Earth, or at least within Earth-like dimensions. Luke is first seen operating within the Earth-like dimensions of Tatooine, which has an Earth-equivalent atmosphere and an Earth-equivalent gravity field. To allow Luke Skywalker to cross light years from his home planet to the scene of a battle with the Empire, the story employs a magical plot device, warp drive, which is about as plausible as flying over a mountain range on a winged chariot. After the scene-changing warp drive, Luke is then seen within the moon-like dimensions of the Death Star, in which he mostly runs around in corridors. Then there's another scene change to the fourth moon of Yavin, where the Rebel base is, and which also happens to have an Earth-equivalent atmosphere and an Earth-equivalent gravity field. And finally it's back to the Death Star again to torpedo that exhaust port. This is how we are used to telling stories on Earth. A bunch of stuff happened here, and then a bunch of stuff happened there. How the protagonists got from here to there isn't worth dwelling on. As for time travel, well, warp drive is time travel. If you're going to get up, have breakfast, then cross 100 light years to foil the evil Empire schemes, before recrossing that 100 light year distance to get back home for dinner, then you just time traveled. You just did in a day what should have taken 200 years. The Star Wars story is actually full of time travel. For the plot to make sense, Luke Skywalker first has to receive information from 100 light years away, almost immediately, so that he knows to cross that 100 light years in order to deal with what's happening there. Furthermore, having warp-drived across 100 light-years to blow up the Death Star and then return home for dinner, Luke would be able to look through a very powerful telescope 100 years after his return and watch himself blowing up the Death Star, as the light from that distant event finally arrived at his home. Back in the real world, we are slowly becoming used to the idea of storytelling across astronomical distances. All of us space mission fans hold a big celebration at a spacecraft launch, after which we all get on with our lives, until 6 months later, when we hold another big celebration as that spacecraft approaches its destination, and we all watch with bated breath to see if the latest technique for a Mars soft landing actually works. With the Voyager missions, these disconnected episodes have come to span decades. Voyager 2 flew by Jupiter in 1979, and finally flew by Neptune in 1989. Then it just kept on going. In the next year or two, it will finally leave the heliosphere. Lots of people who weren't born when it launched will be able to celebrate this event. Like me! Once you start dealing with events that happen across astronomical distances, you need a new kind of storytelling that can deal with a very slow progression of the plot. So maybe it was Luke's great-grandfather that set off to investigate rumours that someone was setting up an empire. A journey which eventually delivered grandson Luke there, so Luke could destroy the Death Star, and then it was Luke's great-grandson who returned home to tell everyone the news. But wait, even that can't be right. There was all that business with Luke's father. Maybe the truth is stranger than fiction.